And but asked me after he was had his, but he had heart trouble for about 15 years and then had a very severe attack and couldn't eat things for at night, you know. And he, bacon and eggs were his main thing that he wanted for supper. And I'd give him supper early, you know, and cook him. And he'd ask me, said, have you got it? Do you have any salt meat? Would you fix me some of that? And occasionally I would fix it for him. And of course, the old niggas used to call it sow belly.
The kind of meat that you would buy, cut up, thin to eat with your eggs would be?
Bacon.
Okay. When you cut a hog, kill a hog and cut him up, what'd you call the meat between the shoulders and the ham?
Backbone.
Okay. Do you know what a middling was?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's your middling. Well, there's a part there, you know, between the... It's fastened onto the backbone. That's where they make a lot of that. That's where the niggers got the sow belly from, you see. And that's what they use for salt meat to cook vegetables and things with.
Okay, the bacon, you had to get the kind of an edge off the bacon. That was the what?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays you get your meat from the...
market, and it's all trim, you know, ready to cook.
Yeah, the fellow cuts it up.
You can get the sides, you know, you can get them to slice the bacon for you. And it has a little rind on you have to cut off.
Do you remember how your father used to kill hogs?
Yes, indeed.
Can you tell me about that?
I can see him right now killing them, and that's when I ate my liver. I cooked it over the fire.
Now you're starting to throw me out here.
No. I didn't like living any other way. I wouldn't eat it in the house.
Okay, they'd kill him and cut him up with what?
Well, cut him up with it. They had saws and knives, big, huge knives.
Called them?
Butcher knives, yeah. Great big ones. I had one myself about that long. It was over the house, I guess, still down with it, thrown it away and all.
Be careful for the other way. Okay, then the kind of meat that the trimmings, you'd slice them up and make, grind them up and make.
Lord.
For the meat, you know.
Oh, sausage. Cut, get all your fat off, you wouldn't leave too much fat in it and make sausage.
If the meat had been kept too long, you say the meat had done what?
Well, it was tainted. That's what they call it, or sour.
The meat got
spoiled.
Now, after you butcher a hog, what did they do with the meat from the head?
They souse. Some people did. Have you ever eaten hog's head? Hog's head cheese, or hog's head souse. That's what my mother used to make. And I made it a number of times myself and like it.
Yeah. I remember when folks used to make that in a zinc tub, and everybody would get tummy poison.
Well, we didn't make it anything like that.
Yeah.
We made it and had either porcelain or, you know, the galvanized, not tin, on the porcelain line. Like the old granite pans you used to get before you could get the stainless steel and aluminum. No, that's what we put them in, put it in.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog's blood?
Mm-mm.
Now, suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good.
It was rancid. You just had to throw it away.
Okay. How would you describe its condition when you say it got smell?
Well, I have such a keen sense of smell, I could tell it by smelling it. I didn't have to taste it.
Thick sour milk that you keep around was...
Clabber.
Okay.
Well, that really, when it clabbered, that's when you made cottage cheese from that, you know, drain it in a cheesecloth bag. Now, you could do different things with that. I mean, lots of people ate with cream and sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.